warlike violence in the Ivory Coast breeds thousands of refugees. Americans respond to the turmoil in the Middle East, and technology makes final Bible translations possible in our lifetime. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Violence is stoking the inflamed tensions in the Ivory Coast. The country's teetering on the brink of another civil war. A humanitarian crisis is also brewing. Wycliffe Bible Translators Robert Hale says several of their projects have been disrupted. Travel is dangerous, which delays the projects in the pipeline.
We do have one project that is using a satellite hookup for checking sessions over the internet, but I'm not even sure that they're able to continue that. A lot of communications have been closed down. And now that the electricity has been cut off all across the north of the country, that obviously limits a lot.
In a fluid situation, Hale's asking for prayer, especially for a literacy coordinator named Martin Tuwali.
He's been holding trauma healing workshops in some of the most devastated areas. Travels even during these difficult times. I would just pray for his protection and his ministry. He might be able to reach out to those that are affected by the crisis. Obviously, in these times, it's very hard for him to continue that.
Next, a mob of 4,000 attacked a church and Christian homes in Egypt on Saturday. It was a reaction to a series of murders and a relationship that violated Sharia law. Open Doors says persecution of believers created a remnant church in many areas of the Middle East, but not many Americans are aware. That's why Open Doors is part of a conference on persecution in the Middle East being held in the Chicago area March 12th. There are more details about the conference at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Uganda's hailstorms can be fierce. Last week, one hit near the capital and caused severe damage. Unfortunately, a Compassion Project building in the area collapsed during the hailstorm. Nobody was hurt, but the damaged building housed a church and was used for community prayer meetings and Bible studies. Repairs are underway. In the meantime, the Children Compassion is helping at this project or taking their lessons under trees. Pray for quick repairs. Next, technology has revolutionized Bible translation. Mother tongue translators can work with consultants across the globe. Advances have shaved 2 years off production, and the goal of having a project in every language by 2025 is still in sight. Will it happen? Well, the seed company's Randall Lemley says,
if you'd asked me that question 2 or 3 years ago, I'd say that 2050 was probably the more legitimate target. But God's up to something.
Increased internet availability allows 24/7 translation.
There's momentum building that we could indeed see the work of translation completed in our lifetimes.
Well, we've got the technology. Now,
one of the biggest challenges for Bible translation is having skilled IT professionals. And there may be people that hear this today that say, maybe God has prepared me for a day such as this.
Prayers and funds are also necessities. Learn more about both at our website. And Crossroad Bible Institute is growing like mad across the globe. Interest from inmates is booming in developing countries to participate in Crossroads Discipleship Program. Cynthia Williams says there's just one problem.
These prisoners were finding it very difficult to obtain Bibles when even just getting enough food to eat is a big issue. And on top of that, our satellite campus directors were themselves facing limited resources.
Williams says in some prisons in Zambia, as many as 50 prisoners were sharing just one Bible. That made it difficult for inmates to grow in their faith, but also hard for instructors trying to guide students who've had little or no access to the Word. In response,
we are now implementing the International Inmate Bible Program, where we provide Bibles along with the initiation of the program to our students, especially in developing countries.
You can help send Bibles. Our website has the details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, just go to our website, or you can call us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also receive our daily e-blast at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.